Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
The man behind the Twitter account Fesshol, Rob Manuel. Rob, good morning again.
Good morning, Vietnam. Yes, hello.
Hello, radio people. Whereabouts do I find you now? You're not in Ireland right now, are you?
No, I'm in an area called East Finchley, which is in leafy North London.
Right, and is it rivals with West Finchley?
Well, the thing is like we don't talk about the other Finchleys because they're just bad. I went and saw a comedy show the other night, and he was like, "Hello, Finchley," and ripples across the room, like, "We're not Finchley, we're East."
We're East Finchley.
And he picks up the bad vibes and had to sort of go, "Oh, okay, I've got this wrong, haven't I?" You know?
I love it. Well, Rob, the reason we're on is because you are actually coming to Ireland, and you're going to come to the Laughter Lounge on the 18th of April. Tickets are on sale right now for Fesshol Live, which is just so good. Tell everybody, in case someone's listening this morning who doesn't have a clue what we're talking about, can you explain what Fesshol is?
Yeah, it's a very simple concept. You just type in your confession into a form on the internet, and I read them all, and I read about 400 a day.
Wow.
And then I pick out 16 to tweet out.
Yeah, and they are, of course, anonymous.
Yeah, completely anonymous. And it's genuinely anonymous for many reasons, including you just don't want to be sitting on this big pool of blackmail, which I could be, you know.
Do you find that there are, like, common threads to confessions, or are they all very varied and different, and some are maybe grave and serious and some are very flippant?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of flippant stuff because fundamentally I'm running this as largely a humorous project. Mm. But do some serious stuff does creep in there too. But things do crop up. I've become the number one resource for men to tell me about where they're doing their pees.
Oh, wow.
I need to know this.
Anywhere interesting?
Well, we're talking sinks here. Apparently there's... Yeah, I Googled you before I came on, and you've got a lovely house, and you might be trying it later, and your wife might not be pleased about this, but apparently perfect height, according to a lot of men who want to tell me.
I see. Well, I did admit recently, in the last couple of years, that I had a nickname in secondary school called Sit Down Dave, because I used to enjoy sitting down while going for a wee, which I still do, and I'm quite happy to still be called Sit Down Dave, but, you know, I don't do it in
sinks. It's a bit of a treat, sit down wee.
It is a treat, yes.
Is this because you feel shy at the urinal with other men standing there?
I don't know what the genesis of it was. Perhaps it was that, a little bit of self-consciousness, but certainly now it is something that I got to go, do you know what I'll do for myself now? I'll have a sit down for a few minutes and have a sit down wee, and I'll be quite happy about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I find that at the urinal, I had to work up a little kind of like, because I found myself getting a bit shy sometimes, standing there, not being able to pee. And I found what worked for me was staring at the tiles, and you can really focus on the grout. And then I stare at the grout, and then I have this little Tears for Fears song I sing in my head.
Okay.
Grout, grout, stare at the grout. This is the pee that I want to let out. Come on. And it works for me. That's
what I'm
doing.
Going to try, and I know that men around the country now have just heard that and go, well, next time I go to the bathroom, that's what I'm going to try.
Yeah, I hope so. If Roland and Kurt are listening, they would have done to their terrible song.
Amazing. One of my favourites that, because I coach two kids football teams. So one of my favourites...
That's actually a really good thing to do. Amazing.
Oh, thank you.
That's a good use of your time. Brilliant.
It is. No, I do really enjoy it. But one of the ones I loved, what I saw on Twitter recently, or I don't know if it was recently, but I definitely remember it. It was, there's a kid on my son's football team who is terrible, but anytime he touches the ball, the parents all say, well done to him. I have to join in, but it boils my blood.
Yeah, there's a lot of... It is a theme that crops up, sort of dads being a bit disappointed with their kids a little bit, which is sad, but, you know, we all have emotions.
Well, this is the thing, like, everyone has a confession, and there aren't that many places where you can freely feel like you can admit to things that in polite society may not go down well. And even though we're in Catholic Ireland, although things are changing a lot, you know, even confession, you know, people don't necessarily tell the real truth in confession either. So, you know, it's definitely a service you're providing we need.
Yeah, I mean, if I am providing a rival to the Catholic Church, you know, because, I mean, the danger is if you are confessing to your local church, you know, there is the rules they should be running it by, but it could have ramifications. But I promise I've got no information. I cannot turn you over to anyone if you confess to me. So you get all the liberation of saying it out loud, and no one's saying you've got to do 400 Hail Marys and looking at you funny in the congregation.
Yes. And tell me this, what is Fesshol Live then? How do you translate this phenomenon into a live show?
Well, it's a two-act show, and the first act is a combined best of and lessons I've learned from running this account. And then the second half is audience confessions. And the way we work that is because everyone who's bought a ticket, I do know who they are because I've got their email address, because mm-hmm. that's how tickets work in modern life. I'll email them going, would you like to submit a confession for the show? And then I get all that material and put it into a massive PowerPoint presentation. And people have also checked a box saying whether they want to be spoken to by me, or they want to remain anonymous. And we just go through it together, and it works really well. And it's each one's a unique and cathartic experience. It feels like we've been through a war together when we do this show.
I can completely picture that.
Well, and people are always emailing me, going, "Oh man, you know, what a thing to go through. You know, together we did it.
Yeah, we did it. We got out the other side." Well, you can feel just as cathartically relieved if you go along on Thursday, the 18th of April, to Fess Hall Live in the Laughter Lounge in Dublin. Tickets are on sale right now. Rob Manuel from Fess Hall, thank you so much for coming on. I've really enjoyed the chat. Thanks a million, and best luck with the show.
Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing everyone there.
Maria Devereaux, you put your hand up when I was talking to Rob and pointed at me going, I think you've something you want to admit.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, it's not very anonymous. I'll just tell you that now.
Because yeah, I know.
Even if you start going, "Hello, I'm Maria," people will still know it's you.
Well, you also gave out my surname there as well.
I did, imagine. So, yeah, it's completely not anonymous. But what do you want to get off your chest?
So sometimes, you know, if I'm driving, I think to myself, I'm going to stop and, you know, get myself a little treat of a hot chocolate.
Nothing wrong with that. I wouldn't think that's a confession yet.
No, it isn't. So I copped a while ago that if you go in and you're looking for a large, right?
A large.
A long day.
Yes.
So a large hot chocolate. Delicious. Or a coffee. Could be a coffee. Okay. Right? And you put it in under the machine in certain petrol stations. You put it under the machine and you hit large. It doesn't fit. There's a quite a big gap between where the drink stops and the top of the cup.
Interesting, because as a tea drinker, I have the ability to just press the button.
Control.
I can stop whatever I want. Okay, all right. So there's a gap. All right, okay.
Yeah, big enough gap. Now, I'd say maybe for coffee, it's to leave space for milk.
Sure.
Maybe to stop scalding.
Lots of potential.
Maybe there's
reasons.
Logic in it, right? I feel very hard done by. So now what I do is I get the medium cup and I press the large and it fills it perfectly.
Oh, so the large, so it doesn't overfill.
No.
It fills it the right amount.
Yeah.
Maria, I don't know if that's a life hack or a confession.
It's not a life hack because you're stealing.
So you're
it's
only
definitely
being,
a confession.
You're only being charged for the medium when the person sees the medium cup, but the person doesn't know to what extent
exactly,
it's filled.
Exactly, because the lid is on. You're like, yeah, that's just a medium hot chocolate there.
I kind of love that.
Oh, I feel guilty.
Oh, 087-4100-102. Have you a confession like Maria's? Have you something bigger you want to share? Like, for example, what about this, Maria? My confession is I absolutely hate my son's girlfriend. I'm so sick of pretending to be nice. When she hugs me, I cringe. I can't understand how she can't read my face. I'm not that good an actress. I want to let my inner monster mother-in-law out so bad. I blame her for everything that goes wrong in my life. It's raining. I wanted to go for a walk. Her fault. Can't wait for him to realise she's a weapon.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, Maria, before you even say what you do, I know your trick. And it works every time.
So you're not alone. Can I ask you, Carl? Are the names on the voice notes that I have in here, am I okay to say them because they're fake names or are they real names? Yeah.
No, they're the real names.
Okay, well, that's fine. I won't say anyone's name then, right?
Oh, good thinking.
Yeah, thank you.
People.
This person has been in touch.
Maria, you can always go one step further with the whole coffee trick as well. And when you reach the counter, they'll ask you, is that tea or coffee? And you can always say that it's tea. That would be really naughty.
That is a bit naughty. Ken's been in touch too. No, not Ken. Jen. Or Ben. Or maybe Den. Someone's been in touch.
Here's my confession. I have a work vehicle. It was brand new. I brought my daughter on a driving lesson and said I'd let her drive it up the road home. And as she was turning into the yard, she scratched the whole side of it. And it was a perfect height for a trolley. So I went to a shopping centre anyway. Not going to name it, but it was a grocery shopping centre. And I came out and I acted so surprised that somebody had hit a trolley off my car. I took pictures of it and sent it to work that I didn't know what happened, and got the whole thing repaired, and nobody knows, only me and my daughter. And we still to this day don't talk about it, and that was a year ago. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, anonymous person who definitely isn't called Ken. Someone says, I pretended to work that my dad had to have major surgery and needed to look after him for a month. Really, my dad was healthy and I was in Thailand travelling for the month. This was about 2008. Another anonymous text says, I made my hubby dinner the other day and dropped a chicken fillet on the floor. Had to fight my cat for it. Oh. I won. I rubbed it off, no. Put it back in the plate and covered it with chips.
Oh, God. No.
Feeling a wee bit bad, but happy to cleanse my soul. See, once you admit it, it's gone. You're forgiven. Someone else says, years ago, I suspected my then partner of cheating. I made him a cottage pie and put dog food in it. I got such pleasure out of watching him eat it. Strangely enough, the relationship ended soon after. I never looked back. Wow.
Oh my God.
Dog food.
Dog food, cottage pie, lads. Carl Minogue, you should be outside working away there at your desk. Would you come in? Because I think you, again, like Maria. Maria put her hand up when I was talking to Rob. You seem to have come in. You've something on your mind.
Can you pitch my voice?
No.
Can you do it?
And your name is Carl Minogue, so no, I can't.
I have a confession. I remembered something recently.
Okay.
And I was thinking about telling you, and I was like, do you know what? I won't, because I'm afraid it would give Maria the ick. Maria Neimer the ick.
Okay.
Maria Neimer the ick, and this is going to be good.
My missus doesn't even know this.
You're joking.
No.
Are we going back in time?
Yeah, we're going back to 2014.
Oh my God, like 10 years ago.
10 years ago this month.
Right.
I was full of dreams, hopes. I wanted to be a star, Dave. I wanted to be a star. Yeah. I auditioned for X Factor.
Oh,
yes!
My God.
It is ick, isn't it? I know.
I don't think it's ick at all. Do you think it's ick? Do you think
I wanted to be the next Niall Horan?
I don't really feel like it's ick because I know you can sing.
He's a very good singer, R. Cahill. In fact, you'll hear him on Friday in singing a line or two in the old Big Busk song that I'm writing at the moment. But come here. So hang on. So you auditioned. What was the process?
I vaguely remember sending in a video from my bedroom of me singing, and then you know you put it through, and then they give it. They email back as congratulations, you've got an audition. And I was like, whoa, I'm going to be singing in front of Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
They're like, no, you're going to meet a producer.
And oh right. So where was it on?
The convention centre. So I remember getting the bus up to Dublin that day from Cashel, really excited.
To the big smoke.
Yeah, bought new clothes and all.
I say so.
I was trying to have my get an image, like you know.
What song did you sing?
I sang Crazy Little Thing Called Love by Queen.
Wow, interesting.
But did like kind of like a Bublé version.
Oh, wow.
The fact that
I didn't hear about you on X Factor, I'm presuming didn't go particularly well.
No, I remember they were like, what's your backstory? And I was like, I had literally just dropped out of college, but I was making it more dramatic than it was.
X Factor.
Yeah, because I wanted to have
you
a story. So I was like,
take that music in the background as you tell your story.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I dropped out of college. You know, my dad wants me to do a 9-to-5, but I really want to pursue this music stuff.
Amazing.
And then he was just like, you sing for like 20 seconds or so, and then he's just like, all right, mate. Yeah, no.
Straight away. Okay. Yeah.
Now, does anyone remember who won X Factor that year?
What year was this?
2014. Series 11.
No, it wasn't like. Was it like? No, Jay Leslie didn't even win. They're the only ones that are coming.
I can tell you what. None of you would ever guess this.
All right.
I have to look up his name now because I don't even remember. Ben Haynow.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Fleur East was runner up.
Oh, Fleur East was the runner up that year.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's why I don't remember.
So I think I did better. I was lucky that I didn't get X Factor because now I'm a star here.
You got a number one song with Mickey Jarre.
Exactly.
Last year for Focus Ireland. You wouldn't have that if you were.
Yeah, Ben Haynow doesn't have a number one.
No, he doesn't.
Maybe he has an X Factor number one, actually.
Guys, my confession is I'm madly in love with my boss's daughter. There's a bit of an age gap between us. I'm terrified to tell her how I feel in case she says yes and I ruin her life. And an anonymous one says, Dave, many years ago, my friend and I were travelling in Thailand. We had a big argument one night. I had to bite my tongue as we were stuck together for months, but I was silently raging. So I dipped her toothbrush in the toilet.
Oh!
We're still friends now, but she can never know.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.